Yesterday, I talked about how few birds there are this year at WXPR listener Doug Heise's Rhinelander feeder. He wants to know where they are. In 1966, my personal hero, the late Chandler Robbins, created our best measure for bird population health. The Breeding Bird Survey tallies the number of birds seen or heard during the breeding season on thousands of routes censused by thousands of qualified birders and biologists. The vast majority of birds counted are singing males defending their territories. Any floaters waiting in the wings for an opening to take over a good quality territory if the territory holder dies bide their time quietly, so they're not usually detectable on the BBS. When all suitable habitat is filled with territory holders, there's no way of knowing how many non-singing floaters are out there. Those birds are what we used to call a surplus population, and the Breeding Bird Survey is not designed to measure that. It's possible for a species to appear perfectly healthy and stable using Breeding Bird Survey numbers until we've lost a critical mass, at which point the population can show a rapid drop even if the loss of individuals per year is no larger than it was when the numbers seemed more robust. Not even our very best system of counting birds is perfect. A researcher specializing in assessing migrating bird numbers from NEXRAD radar, Sydney Gautreau, found huge declines in the mass of migrating birds flying over the Gulf of Mexico. 50% between the 1960s and the 1980s, and another 50% from the 80s through the turn of the century, while breeding bird surveys of various neotropical migrants were not showing a corresponding decline. Many older birders, like me, have noticed fewer good days and generally smaller flocks of migrating birds during spring and fall than we used to. We still have exceptionally good days of spring and fall birding, of course, but not of the magnitude or the frequency that we remember. Black-capped chickadee numbers have been consistently steady or rising over most of their range, with the rise both steady and significant in Wisconsin. Both downy and hairy woodpeckers have been holding steady. Pine siskin numbers appear to be declining over the continent. As an eruptive species, numbers fluctuated wildly from year to year, but the peak historical numbers were much higher than they've been in the past decade. Numbers of breeding purple finches are declining noticeably on a continent-wide scale and in Minnesota, but not so much in Wisconsin. Red-breasted nuthatches are eruptive, and their numbers swing crazily from year to year, but show a clear increase. White-breasted nuthatches are not eruptive, but also show an increase. So where are the birds at Doug Heise's Rhinelander feeding station? It sounds trite and even ridiculous to say no one really knows, and that is certainly not the answer that Doug Heise wants to hear. Unfortunately, it's the truth. When my neighbor started offering mealworms to the birds in her yard, some of my birds switched from my yard to hers. It's possible that someone not far from Doug's place started up a feeding station, and the birds and squirrels decided to switch eating establishments for a while. Noise pollution can sometimes send birds packing. If anyone is operating a chainsaw or producing some other loud sound more regularly than local wildlife can handle, that could send them on their way. Of course, it's also possible that there are just as many birds as ever right there, but due to happenstance, this year there's so much natural food available that none of them are bothering to visit Doug's feeders. It would be interesting to hear from other listeners in the Rhinelander area to find out if they, too, saw lower than normal numbers of birds and or squirrels this winter. It's unlikely that we can pinpoint an exact cause, but would be valuable to know how widespread the problem is. Let me know how your bird numbers are by emailing me at chickadee@lauraerickson.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.